National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories today include cannabinoids curb brain tumor growth, first ever patient trial shows, and Alaska judge rejects pot recriminalization measure. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First today, from Madrid, Spain, cannabinoids curb brain tumor growth, first ever patient trial shows. THC administration decreases recurrent glioblastoma multiforme, or GBM, tumor growth in humans, according to the findings of the first-ever clinical trial assessing cannabinoids' anti-tumor action. Investigators at Complutense University in Spain administered THC intratumorally in 9 patients diagnosed with recurrent GBM, an extremely rapid and lethal form of brain tumor. Patients in the study had previously failed standard therapy, surgery, and radiotherapy, and had clear evidence of tumor progression. THC treatment was associated with reduced tumor cell proliferation in 2 subjects, authors reported. Investigators did not determine whether THC positively impacted patient survival, though they did conclude that cannabinoid therapy does not facilitate cancer growth or decrease patients' life expectancy. Median survival of the cohort from the beginning of the cannabinoid administration was 24 weeks, and 2 patients survived for approximately 1 year. Survival for GBM patients following diagnosis is typically 6 to 12 months. Researchers speculated that newly diagnosed glioma patients may respond more favorably to cannabinoid-based therapies. Investigators also reported that THC demonstrated significant anti-proliferative activity on human GBM cells in culture. Quote, "The fair safety profile of THC, together with its possible anti-proliferative action on tumor cells reported here and in other studies, may set the basis for future trials aimed at evaluating the potential anti-tumoral activity of cannabinoids," close quote, investigators concluded. In 2005, investigators at the California Pacific Medical Center Research Institute in San Francisco reported that THC selectively decreases the proliferation of malignant cells and induces cell death in human GBM cell lines. Healthy cells in the study were unaffected by THC administration. Several preclinical studies indicate that cannabinoids and endocannabinoids can stave off tumor progression and trigger cell death in other cancer cell lines, including breast carcinoma, prostate carcinoma, colorectal carcinoma, skin carcinoma, and pancreatic adenocarcinoma. Next up today, from Juneau, Alaska, Alaska judge rejects pot recriminalization measure. An Alaska Superior Court judge this week struck down provisions of a new state law seeking to criminalize the possession of small amounts of cannabis in the privacy of one's home. The law, enacted in June, redefined minor marijuana possession as a criminal offense punishable by jail time, and defined the possession of more than 4 ounces of cannabis as a felony offense. The Alaska ACLU filed suit last month to block enforcement of the law, arguing that it violates the privacy clause of the state constitution, which provides that, quote, "the right of the people to privacy is recognized and shall not be infringed," close quote. In a 1975 Alaska State Supreme Court ruling, Raven versus the state, justices determined that this constitutional provision encompassed the possession and use of small amounts of cannabis within the home. Superior Court Judge Patricia Collins ruled Monday that the Alaska legislature lacks the authority to override the Supreme Court's 1975 decision. Quote, the Alaska Supreme Court has repeatedly and consistently characterized the Raven decision as announcing a constitutional limitation on the government's authority to enact legislation prohibiting the possession of marijuana in the privacy of one's home, close quote, she determined. The judge continued, quote, that decision is the law until and unless the Supreme Court takes contrary action, close quote. Collins' ruling strikes down sections of the new law criminalizing the possession of 1 ounce or less of cannabis, but leaves in place measures prohibiting the possession of greater amounts. Under the 2006 law, possession of 1 to 4 ounces of marijuana is a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail. Quote, the Alaska Court of Appeals has held that the legislature has the power to set reasonable limits on the amount of marijuana that people can possess for personal use in their homes, and that such regulation does not conflict with Raven, close quote, Collins determined. Lawyers for the Alaska Attorney General's office are expected to appeal Collins' ruling. In 2004, the Alaska Supreme Court rejected a petition by the Attorney General's office to reconsider a September 2003 Court of Appeals decision that the possession of marijuana by adults within the home is constitutionally protected activity. Governor Frank Murkowski, who strongly advocated for the new law, has argued that Raven should no longer apply in Alaska because cannabis may pose greater health and safety risks today than it did in 1975. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.